water. It was always slipping and sliding against Pinky, rippling her mane and ruffling her coat. So silky, like a dream. She could see the surface of the pool, so close and yet so far away. Pinky could never reach the surface. There was something up there, though, something perfect and wonderful, with sunshine and stars and friends. Such good friends. Who had her friends been? Why was it so hard for her to remember? Pinky fought with her hooves to rise up in the water and get to the dim light shining through the water, but the water resisted her. Why couldn't she swim? Pinky had thought she knew how. A flash of something came, gliding gracefully through a bright cerulean pond, feeling herself laugh as a blue pony burst up from the water. The pony had whipped her rainbow hair back and forth to dry it. Who was she? What was this blue pony's name? Names came bubbling up. Celestia, Twilight, Fluttershy, Cadence, Applejack, Mrs. Cake, Rarity, Rainbow Dash. Each name came with a pang, but she thought about each one, trying to remember who they belonged to. Rainbow Dash. Was she that strange mare, sopping wet and grinning in the sunlight? No, she didn't think so. She couldn't recall the name or the pony now. Couldn't know if they matched. The cloudy memories twisted and faded. Bubbles streamed past Pinky's muzzle and mane, drifting effortlessly to the surface of the water, the life Pinky wanted to reach. She pushed harder, wanting to know more about the memories of what had happened before now, the memories of the life she could resume if only she could reach the surface. What had she done up there? Flashes came, all meaning something to her for minuscule seconds, but disappearing just as fast. Some stuck out. She felt a sense of familiarity at seeing the blue pony again, and the same for a couple of others, though she could not find the names in her muddled mind. Squeezing her eyes shut, she remembered pulling the string on a black cannon, firing a compressed lump of shiny confetti at a black pony in front of her, a pony with blue eyes and holes in its legs. The confetti knocked him backwards and somehow positioned a festive party hat on his head at the same time, and a strange feeling rose within her. It felt nice, warm and welcoming, special somehow. The feeling conjured up thousands of moments of her throwing her head back and opening her mouth wide, producing an unearthly sound, a sound that rung with joy and happiness, reverberating endlessly and mirrored by those mysterious ponies that always surrounded her. The memory filled her up and made her want to... what was the word? Laugh. The cold water pressed in again and the urge fled. Pinky shivered. She couldn't imagine smiling, even, in the icy depths of the pool. The time passed by like a dream. Maybe it was. Pinky wasn't sure anymore.
What was it on the surface that I wanted to get to so badly?
Even the pale, washed-out memories she had managed to keep were fading. She focused on the memory of that other pony, the dark one, purple-toned. There was something special to her. She was important somehow. Twilight had brought them all together, after all. Pinky's eyes opened wide as she tried to focus the burst of recognition to stay with her. Twilight had come to Ponyville to set up the Winter Nights celebration? No, that wasn't right. Soon, just like all the others, the recollection slowly dissolved, leaving her with a hollow feeling. Why couldn't she remember? Pinky was crying now, but her tears disappeared so fast, effortlessly mingling with the cold water surrounding her. Why wouldn't the memories stay? She wanted to remember so hard, didn't she? The tears flooded out even thicker, though she couldn't see them. She wanted to know. To know what was up there, what it was she had left behind, and why had she left it in the first place? She needed to know. She needed to.
I want to know.
The mental walls preventing Pinky from remembering resisted for a moment, before collapsing into a muddled heap, one that Pinky triumphantly sailed over. Hundreds of thousands of memories abruptly came into focus, so fast it almost paralyzed her. Slowly she relived her life in her clear-as-day recollection, beating back the chill and smiling at many of the memories. Her laughing and joking with her friends, she felt a warm glow at recognizing them. Pinky started to feel her lips involuntarily sliding upwards, only to freeze in confusion. A new memory had bubbled to the surface, fighting for her immediate attention and pushing aside images of Appaloosa and discard. She was standing near a pond? A pond! Pinky frantically looked around. The water surrounding her matched the color of that pool in her memory. So she had come here before. But why? And how did she get inside of it? Pinky followed the memory onward, feeling a burning curiosity, bordering on a need to know. She was walking into the pool. No, she was walking out of it, instead being pulled out by another Pinky. The scenes zipped by even faster. More and more Pinkie Pies jumped into the mirror pool, for that was what it was called, and coming back out with a duplicate, bouncing into town with the rest of them, all feeling riotously happy. Except for one. She had stopped to try to console a strangely sad Pinky, who was sitting slumped at a cafe table, mumbling about how she didn't know if she was the real one. Her memory told her, however, that she had been pulled along with the rest of the other Pinkies before she could figure out what was making that particular Pinky so sad. Then, suddenly, she was in a big room, the town hall. She was sitting happily in the middle, surrounded on all sides by other Pinkies. She had just managed to get into a silent stupor, staring at the paint while contemplating a new cake recipe, when a thundering whoosh noise came and broke her concentration. Confused, but still staring at the wall of paint, she had just resolved to turn around to see what was going on. Whoosh! The noise came from in front of her this time. Right in front of her. It had come from another Pinky who had turned her head around, doubtlessly to see what was going on. Just like she had been about to do. But what horrified her even more was what she had seen. The poor, hapless Pinkie Pie, directly in front of her, had only a second to look behind her when a lavender beam of magic had blasted her. The lavender magic had seemed to dart into that Pinkie through unseen openings, crumbling her from the inside out. In seconds, she had been crushed into nothing more than a thin stream of magic, which was whisked out an open window. Pinkie Pie, her, the one still floating in the mirror pool, reviewing her memories, dry-heaved. That was her. But it wasn't. It had been another Pinky, but it didn't matter. They were all Pinkie Pie. Real, genuine, Pinkamina Diane Pie. Able to laugh and love and see and feel. And they were all going to be crushed out of existence by this lavender aura, this magical signature of Twilight's. Twilight. Twilight was doing this. Instantly, she was paralyzed with fear. Why was Twilight doing that? Every one of them was really, truly alive. Her head spun, and her lungs burned for air. No, this couldn't be happening. Not Twilight. Twilight was her friend. Pinky trusted her friends, right? She wasn't afraid of them. And yet, she felt like her heart was drowning in pure terror, and she could see the same fear and horror reflected back at her in all the pink shapes, tensely jittering, but keeping their panicked eyes on the paint-covered wall. She could see the cold dread in all of them, the trepidation that came with their shared knowledge that, at most, only one of them was getting out of this alive. Behind her, the whoosh came again, twice, and Pinky cringed. But still she kept her eyes wide, plastered to the wall, and filled with a desperate desire to survive. She still kept quiet, not protesting the rampant slaughter of the Pinkies around her. Then suddenly her mind was clear. She couldn't allow this to happen. Yes, they had come from the mirror pool. Yes, they had only been born because of Pinky's folly. But the lot of them could have been lifeless, soulless copies, fulfilling only an existence without life. And she still wasn't going to let this happen. They were real. She didn't care what Twilight thought, what the princesses thought, what all of Equestria thought. They were real. They deserved to live. Pinky had brought them into this world. She was going to make damn well sure they weren't going back out. Smoothly, she got to her hooves and whipped around.
Twilight! This is wrong! How could you?
The memory ended. It found Pinky curled up into a ball, sobbing over this turn of events. She had failed. She had promised to save them, and she had failed. No wonder she hadn't been able to remember at first. She had probably repressed the memories out of the sheer horror of it. She knew she'd do anything right now to forget again. The golden dream she had sustained of reaching the surface and happily living with her friends faded sharply. Pinky didn't want to even think of her former friends now, let alone look into their eyes, knowing that four had condoned mass murder and one had committed it. That one had even cast the same spell on her without a thought toward what she had been trying to tell them. She didn't want to reach the surface. She didn't want to stay here, underwater. She didn't want to hear or see or think. The pain was so much. How she wanted it to be gone. Pinkie Pie had never understood why someone would commit suicide. Life was so full of potential, for friends, and love, and laughter, and smiles, and surprises, and everything. What pain, what despair could ever overcome something so great and wonderful? She understood now. She was feeling it right this second. Maybe it was for the best. Who knew? Maybe her friends and all Equestria could be happy without her. And who knew what the future held? Perhaps she could still get out of the pool. She could still forget again. She could still live, only a half-life knowing subconsciously what had happened, but she could still live. But she didn't want to. She sunk down to the bottom of the pool, negating hours and hours of work, straining to the surface in a second. Closing her eyes, she thought again. Maybe it was for the best. Pinkie Pie, lying still on the sandy floor of that pool that started it all, let go.